just to get back to my the Kyudai, what I'm, so basically all my classes are in Japanese at Kyudai. Okay. And all
the
my,
ones you take, you mean?
The ones I take.
Yeah, I got confused when you said my classes. I naturally
this is what happens, you know, when you're teaching and you're
yeah,
a student.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all my classes that I take are in Japanese, mm-hmm. and my teacher and my advisor does all his advice in Japanese only. Oh,
okay, okay.
And all the work that we do together, all the emails we exchange, everything's in Japanese.
Really?
My ronbun is in English.
Your paper.
My journal work is all in English. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when I'm doing my interviews with people, I do them all in English just because I'm dealing with Western foreigners. That's my research.
But your advisors, of course, read English superbly well enough to be able to look at your paper and critique it, right?
Actually, my teacher actually speaks English. But he won't ever, he's never spoken
English to you.
Very rare. I've heard him speak English. What happens is you have the graduate students come in, uh-huh. and they can't speak Japanese, so he'll speak English to them.
Uh-huh.
And because they're still starting out. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I've heard him speak, and he speaks uh-huh, fine, uh-huh. but he'll never speak English
well,
to them.
Well, I know exactly what that feel, what or I've seen it and I've experienced it myself. When mm-hmm. I meet a new Japanese person for the first time, mm-hmm. and if I don't know anything about them, of course, I'm going to start speaking Japanese
That's
with
right.
them.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they start speaking Japanese with me, we sort of create this Japanese bridge in our communication relationship.
Mm.
Then I find out a little bit later, they're actually English teachers, and they actually speak English, but not mm. that well, and they're actually just more comfortable speaking Japanese with me.
Mm.
And when they speak English with me, they seem, if you look at them in terms of appearance, they seem to feel embarrassed speaking English with me. Because they've already established a Japanese relationship with me. And I feel the same way when I'm speaking Japanese or English with somebody else who's bilingual. I've only known you in Japanese. You've only ever spoken uh-huh. in Japanese. And suddenly to uh-huh. switch in English seems unnecessary and strange.
Right.
Unless there's an idiom or a term that I right. simply can't say in Japanese.
Well, I prefer when the language has been decided.
Yeah.
When people are kind of wondering if they should be using English or Japanese and they're switching back and forth, I don't know. Some people are good at that, but I'm not very good at that. Because I'm a different person when I speak Japanese.
I am
when
too.
I speak English.
Yeah, I know I am.
So it's hard for me to switch back and forth because I'm not just switching language. I'm switching cultures. I'm switching the way I think, basically,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just the foundations
mm-hmm,
of mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. how I see the whole conversation playing out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I speak in Japanese, I'm pulling information out of, for example, the Japanese news from last night that people in English wouldn't understand, or just examples from something in English. I would do the same thing in English, but so people who are Japanese might not understand that. So I don't like to mix the languages. I like to keep it in one.
But are you
framework.
Talking about a situation where you're with fluently bilingual people, or you're with monolingual people, and you're the one doing all the code switching?
Well, I mean, you know, fluently bilingual people, it just seems to be natural that you might use both. But for the most part, I think the conversation, my wife and I only use Japanese. And when we first met, I mean, there was a little bit of English and Japanese pull. But, you know, to be honest with you, after the first couple of months or something, it was just completely Japanese. And then it felt much more comfortable. And I've heard other friends of mine who've struggled back and forth with which one they should be using. I think it's too much of a hassle. More important to maintain the relationship
than it is
to actually worry about improving this person's
sure.
English or that person's Japanese.
Yeah, at a certain point, you're way beyond that level.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
It's almost beyond that sort of commercial, industrial level of relationship.
Yeah,
you're actually
that's right.
with a person.
And I agree.
That person is more important than your communication
that's right.
tools.
I agree with that, yeah.